May is National Bicycle Month, and so far, Local Exposure has brought you information about the Mobo Bicycle Co-op, the Holiday Bike Drive, as well as the OTR Night with the Cincinnati Symphony. But 2 weeks still remain in this year's celebration of all things bike. So to help shed some light on more exciting upcoming bike events, I'm joined by Nern Ostendorf of Queen City Bike. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Excellent. Thank you for joining me. So first, what is National Bike Month all about?
Well, it's pretty straightforward. Bike Month is a national and a local celebration of bicycles. So that's any way that they can be used, which is one of the most wonderful things about bicycles is you can go out with your kids, you can go recreational, you can also have a very functional bike existence and use it as a form of transportation. And there's all those little things in between. You know, it's a fashion statement. It's, you know, a way to have a lot of fun. And we just try and sprinkle a little fairy dust on all of the bicycles around town and try and show our pride for bicycles and show everybody how much of a good time we have during May.
And how was Queen City Bike formed?
Queen City Bike was formed out of a bicycle advisory committee with the city of Cincinnati. And after that had existed for a while, some folks realized that they needed a better platform to speak for the issues, the bike issues, because I think it was, you know, volunteered city workers and they only had so many resources and they couldn't raise money for things. You know, it was all kind of locked in the government, the way that government processes work. So a group of those folks got together and formed Queen City Bike, which is, you know, a group of citizens dedicated to bringing bicycles to as many different types of people as possible and making it a real practical and exciting and pleasurable thing for Cincinnatians and Northern Kentuckians and greater Cincinnatians to do.
And how do you promote cycling and cycling events throughout greater Cincinnati?
Well, I ride my bike everywhere. So I kind of, and, you know, other Queen City Bike members and our president, Frank Henson, ride our bikes everywhere. And we really believe that just being out on the street is one of the best ways to promote bicycling because, you know, you talk to your friends, they see you, you know, you're biking down the street, you wave and say hi. I don't know how many times I see friends of mine on the street riding, but it really makes a difference. And I think that that really just living out the practice is really, really powerful. And same goes for, you know, I just had a, I'm a very avid bus rider as well, because when it gets humid like this, I am not interested in riding up Vine Street anymore. So I've taught quite a few of my peers how to take the bus. And I think that bike riding and bus riding go hand in hand. But other than just, you know, riding around, and more specifically what I do with Queen City Bike is we really try and work with communities and build relationships in neighborhoods and to bring calmer streets to our neighborhoods so that kids can play outside safely. It's not, you know, a highway going by your front door anymore, and to really kind of reclaim our outdoor public space as something for people, not just for cars. And that really has been, you know, it's been over the past 50 or 60 years, that space that originally existed for all of us has been not so slowly overrun by these big, giant, fast-moving pieces of metal. And it's not that I'm anti-car. I think they're very useful. But I think they've kind of, they have to learn, cars need, there's a space for cars and there's a space not for cars. And a lot of what we do is kind of work with the communities, work with the cities, the local governments to kind of establish those zones where maybe we don't need to have a huge parking lot, or maybe we would rather have a space where kids can walk to school safely as opposed to having a line of parents with their cars going, like blocking a whole bunch of traffic trying to get their kids dropped off at school because it's a little too dangerous for them to walk or bike to school.
Well, that brings to mind a question. Could you explain to me the 3-foot rule, please?
Sure. Well, if you see a bicyclist riding down the street, I'm just going to do it as you would see it exist. You see a bicyclist riding down the street. If you see a cyclist riding in probably close to the center of a traffic lane, that is the safest place for them to be. because it encourages a car who's behind them to change lanes to pass that bicyclist, which gives them a safe passing distance. The 3-foot rule is says that you must give a bicyclist 3 feet of clearance to pass them. And that's not just from like the center of the bicyclist. That's from the farthest outhanging side. So if that handlebar, if they got a wide mountain bike handlebar, you need to give 3 feet from the edge of that handlebar. You know, if you clip a car, you're going to, you know, wreck the paint job. You're going to, you know, it's going to be cosmetic damage, really. But if you clip a bicyclist, it could be fatal. Because just think about it. If you hit one of those handlebars, you essentially send the cyclist right into the oncoming traffic lane. So we really try and educate people on how important that law is. And if cyclists are, and car drivers are both obeying the laws and respecting each other, and everybody's stopping at stop signs and everybody's stopping at traffic lights and everybody is being predictable and communicating with one another, bicycling is an extremely pleasant and safe activity, and you can get anywhere you want. But we're playing catch up, and we have a lot of education to do.
And this rule is now being pushed up to the State House. Is that correct?
That is correct. It's going on today, right now. It's on the floor, and there are representatives from bike groups across the state who are advocating to make the 3-foot law a statewide ordinance.
Well, let's talk about Bike Month. What kind of events have already occurred this month that stick out in your mind?
Last Friday, the 17th, we had our third annual Bike to Work Day. I'm sorry for those of you who missed it. It was amazing. We had so many great collaborations. We had a picnic in the park at Washington Park with lunch and just hanging out and bike decorating. We had breakfast on the Purple People Bridge, which has been going on, I believe, also for 3 years. And it's something that bike folks, Reeser Bikes and Rebelling Point Bookstore provided free breakfast for everybody who wanted to ride out. And there is free bike parking at the Cincinnati Bike Center down on Merring Way. And that actually continues throughout the rest of Bike Month on Fridays. So if you want to park your bike and check out the Cincinnati Bike Center's facilities on Fridays, it's free. So you can park your bike inside, you can take a shower, and you can use the lockers all for free. It's an amazing deal.
Wow. And so we have just a little under 2 weeks left in the month of May. What mm-hmm. sort of things are going on to celebrate Bike Month from now till then?
Well, we're doing a little bit more of sort of neighborhood-focused events. So we're going to have 3 events in Walnut Hills. Walnut Hills is really, really kind of digging into making the neighborhood walking and bike friendly. So they've been doing a lot of community events. We're doing a fix-a-flat and maintenance class on Thursday the 30th, and then a neighborhood bike ride on the 2nd. And then the other one that's really fun and new that's coming up is on Saturday the 25th. There is a, I want to call it like a traveling bike dinner party. it's going across the country. I think it started on the West Coast and it's kind of weaving its way across the Midwest now. And it's called Dinner and Bikes. And there are speakers there's a bike blogger who's coming and a gourmet vegan chef who's going to cook everybody dinner. And it's going to be on Saturday the 25th at 7 p.m. at the Harriet Beecher Stowe House. And tickets are $5, so you get like a beautiful meal, and actually the money is going towards some sort of local bike cause. We haven't decided what we want to put it towards yet, but you should come check it out. It's going to be great.
There are several other bike related activities or causes that are going on in the city that I want to ask you about. For instance, the Spring Grove Bike Lane. What's the situation with that?
There's a northern section or a section of Spring Grove that currently has bike lanes on it, and they want to continue that section. I think it's about from where the Stockyard Cafe is. If you know where that is, it goes south to Bank Street, and that's the section that they want to put bike lanes on. The city is looking to put bike lanes on. There's a little bit of conflict with the local business community. And so right now we're kind of just trying to figure out the best solution for everybody. And that process can sometimes take a little while. And in my experience, this is, you know, over the past 2 years I've been with Queen City Bike, a lot of it is kind of getting our elbows dirty and kind of getting in there and building relationships and talking with people and really figuring out what the heart of or the best solution for everybody is. I would really hope that we will get the bike lanes to continue down to Bank Street because that will be a complete bike route from all those northern communities from College Hill, Northside, Spring Grove Village, South Covensville. All of those communities will be able to ride practically to downtown on bike facilities or side streets, which is really amazing. I mean, that's, you know, upwards of 7 miles, maybe more like 9, depending on what neighborhood you're coming from. So that's an incredibly important connector, and it's also a flat one. So it's really important.
And similarly, on the eastern side of town, we have the Wasson Way project. What's the status of that?
Now, I know the city is talking to the railway company to see if they can purchase the right-of-way. Now, as you know, the city is facing an extreme budget issue right now, so I think we'll have to wait until that gets resolved before they purchase, you know, rail for $3 million or anything like that, a right-of-way for $3 million. But regardless, it's a really important move for the city to make because inner-city right-of-way corridors are really hard to come by. Because, you know, they build something on a defunct rail line and then suddenly that right of way is now split in two. And you can't use it as a transportation corridor or a potential transportation corridor if that happens. The Riverside Drive bike lanes, section of them has been done, but they are coming back at the end of the summer to finish those, which we are really excited about. And that's been a really great project to work on. The community has just been, the East End community has been fighting for those bike lanes for 3 years now, and they're finally going to get them. So that's really exciting.
Now, the Riverside bike lanes, are those the ones that are connecting to Lunkin Airport?
They go from, I think, all the way up to the end of the Friendship Park, the Theodore Berry Friendship Park, out east to Kellogg. So you're pretty close. And also the Ohio River Trail, which is an off-road trail, is out there as well. So if you use the bike lanes and the Ohio River Trail, you can definitely get to Lunkin. And those bike lanes are going to be very important because Route 50 is a state route. And it's where you have all truck traffic has to get off of Columbia Parkway and is on Riverside Drive. So having that designated space for bicyclists is really important on that road. One of the things that Queen City Bike does is we have a bike-friendly destinations program where we recognize businesses and organizations for being bike-friendly. It means having things like bike racks and encouraging your employees to ride to work through various things, you know, in various ways. And we are having our annual recognition ceremony next Thursday, the 30th at 10 a.m. on the front steps of City Hall. So if you're interested about the Bike Friendly Destinations program, you definitely can come hang out with us, or you can just contact me and I would love to sign you up for the program.
I've been speaking with Nern Ostendorf of Queen City Bike. For links to more information about Queen City Bike's organization, bike events, and how you can get involved with National Bike Month, please visit us at wvxu.org/lx. For WVXU's local exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.
Happy Bike Month, everybody.